Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Well, hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is the 22nd of February, 2021. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're kind of picking up from last week's news, starting off this week. And we're going back down to Australia with Facebook and the Australian media. I'm sure you've heard by now, Facebook said, hey, we ain't going to pay up. So we won't allow people to post links, or you can't post links on our platform. Basically, when it comes down to it, Facebook unfriended Australia. However, though, apparently they let things cool down a little bit over the weekend, and Facebook is now back at the negotiations table. Actually, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison did announce, and even put it this way, that they are tentatively friended the country once again and are back at the table. Supposedly, they're going to be holding more talks throughout the week, trying to iron out some deals, hopefully to make everybody happy in the end, especially the Facebook users, who are the ones who are actually missing out on this. Windows users using that long-term servicing channel, or LTSC for short. Well, if you're totally invested in that version of Windows 10, this ain't gonna make you happy. Yes, Microsoft has announced that the support period for Windows 10 Enterprise LTSC is gonna be cut short by about 5 years. Now, as far as why the change happened, well, Microsoft was pretty blunt about it, saying that customers provided feedback indicating they simply do not need support for 10 years. Really? Can't imagine customers saying, just shorten it, I'll be fine. Microsoft went on to say that they recommend reassessing your decision to use Windows 10 Enterprise LTSC and change to a semi-annual channel release of Windows where it is more appropriate. Microsoft just loves releasing this info on a Monday, don't they? Plex and Apple TV users, you might be happy to hear this. Well, it's not there yet, but it could be coming. It looks like Plex might be exploring an integration with Apple's streaming app. In fact, this is actually spotted by the folks over there at 9to5Mac. Apparently, there's a test flight beta version of the Plex app, and screenshots are actually showing a prompt to connect to the Plex server to the Apple TV app. Now, when I say Plex server, it doesn't mean your server. No, it's actually Plex's server. From what we can tell right now, the feature will not pull from a user server. Most likely, what's going to be based on is the way that Apple TV app behaves with other streaming services. It would actually just pull from Plex's continuous viewing service and its catalog of ad-supported content. Now, maybe not what we were hoping for, but it does make it a useful tool at least, particularly for users that spend a lot of time on Plex's other streaming apps, but still rely on Apple's TV app for their recommendations. And finally, yes, all the rage was about Mars this past few days. And even though we're going deep into space, we're going to be talking about something that actually could swallow Mars. Heck, could swallow all of us, probably. Particularly the size now we know is much bigger. Yeah, I'm talking about a black hole. Yeah, according to New York Times, an internal research team has actually determined that one of the first black holes discovered is a lot damn bigger than they thought it was. Now, the X1 black hole, yes, one of the first ones ever discovered, the binary system based the hole originally about 15 solar masses. Apparently, though, it's a lot bigger. Maybe up to 21 solar masses now. And apparently, that's being on the conservative side. I know, 15 to 21, it sounds like much. They were pretty close. But when you're talking in black hole terms, it's really a big miscalculation. Enough to actually throw off existing models, which in turn, of course, will affect everything else. Ah, the unpredictability of space. Have you got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, come on over and send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to the new show, of course, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show. It's also where you can check out the BTN Tech Blog as well. Give us a follow on our Facebook page, or a like, should I say, at British Tech Network. Follow us. Yeah, that's where you follow us. Over there at Twitter at British Tech. And join us at our BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's get the week started out right. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.